When there's no clear explanation for a death, a coronial inquest can play a crucial role in addressing some of the unanswered questions. It can also make recommendations that might prevent future fatalities. But how well does our coronial system serve the needs of grieving families? Damien Carrick spoke to Canberra resident Ros Williams about her son Ben. Ben was 30 years old when he took his own life. And I should warn you perhaps that this interview does involve some discussion of suicide.
Ben died on the 28th of September 2010. He was quite a gentle young man. He had a diagnosis of schizophrenia, and over the preceding 10 years, we're quite a close-knit family, and we'd done our best to support him, and that struggle to try and find good assistance for him was quite taxing, really.
Did you see the brief of evidence?
Yes, we did. But there was quite a long period before that. So it took 3 years for Ben's coronial to be held. And we wondered at that time and thought, well, you know, what should we be doing? There was nobody in the background sort of helping us, explaining what the coronial process was going to be like. And then it was quite a long process to access the medical records. And I remember my husband going in and photocopying the 3,000 pages of the medical records, because we didn't even have our own copy.
So you had to do a lot of legwork. You had to do a lot of hard research to get on top of the issues as you understood them.
Absolutely. And if you've never been in a courtroom before, I think only once in my life before, we just had really no idea what to expect.
There's tough forensic questions that need to be asked. And many families feel they need lawyers to do that. How much did you spend on your legal representation at your son's inquest?
We spent over $35,000. So it's quite a huge investment for families. And then I know other people in our group would have sort of spent $20,000, $10,000. That makes us pretty angry, really.
Why did you feel you needed legal representation?
If you're the parents of an adult child with a mental illness, then you're often not told things rightly and wrongly when people use confidential rules. So that sort of period of 10 years when Ben was sick, there are lots of things that we suspected that had gone wrong, and particularly in the days, in the period just before his death. We knew this was our only chance to have those things investigated. We knew we couldn't bring Ben back, but we really wanted to see change. We thought, well, you know, it's worthwhile exploring those things to see if we can get some change happening.
Okay, let's now talk about the inquest findings. Ros Williams, what findings did the coroner make in respect to the death of your son, Ben?
We had no recommendations. Our coronial inquest went for 8 days, and we were very, very hopeful that we will get some recommendations. What the family did is we wrote down the recommendations that we would make to submit to the coroner. We had people who worked in the disability sector in Canberra, and we talked to them, and I think we came up with, I think it was 9 recommendations, and we felt very, you know, hopeful and excited that there might be a chance that the things that happened to Ben wouldn't happen to somebody else.
And Ros, they were around the quality of care, the quality of treatment, the nature of treatment he received, and the supervision of Ben in the lead up to his death.
Yeah, things like, you know, multi-teams should talk to each other, that the CAT team should come if you call them. I don't think they were pie in the sky. It's still a sadness for me, I guess, all these years later, when I'm actually convener of the Canberra Mental Health Forum, and I hear a lot of stories. I think that if some of those recommendations that the family made in Ben's coronial inquest had been acted upon, that a lot of the stories that I've heard since would have been averted. Deaths would have been averted.
Deaths would have been averted, in your view, if the lessons had been learnt. And you feel that those lessons weren't learnt?
I feel that very strongly.
That's Ros Williams. Her son Ben died in 2010. She was speaking there to Damien Carrick. And if you want to hear more about coronial inquests and how they might better serve the needs of families who are grieving in particular, tune into the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN, or anytime, of course, on the Listen app. And if that conversation has raised issues for you or those close to you, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.